I would like to specially welcome Venerable Bante from Nisarwane Forest Monastery and all the participants and co-hosts joining from all the organizers joining from through MixLR and Zoom technologies. And I also have a special announcement to make. Bante's advice and organizers' decisions have enabled us to convert this into a video on session moving forward. This is to interact, maximize the interaction between participants in a visual format, as well as to increase engagement, to encourage everyone to do mindful practice. So you may, all of you may turn your video on if you are able to. And yes, this will be a video on session moving forward. So as the next key item in our agenda, I would like to invite Bante to commence the mindful session to start the today's session. So we will start with the mindfulness practice at the beginning of the session. Over to you, Bante.
Dhamma friends, today we are starting another program for our mindfulness for beginners session. So I thought maybe since we are converting this into a video session, we can do a walking exercise today. So we will do a mindful walking session today, and video format will help as well. So I invite all of you to join and start mindful walking. For this, if you can hear me from the place where you are walking, you can just start walking right away and you can listen to my words. So for this, we need about 10-15 feet space where you can walk back and forth comfortably. And while walking comfortably, we try to be aware that we are walking. We try to notice what we feel when we walk. So we select some space, 10-15 feet, and you start walking back and forth in that space. While walking, we try to pay attention that we are walking. We try to be aware that we are walking. Notice what you can feel while doing this. So initially, you might feel various things. Sometimes the sounds, the sights from the surrounding, then the thoughts, these things will come and go. Just let them come and go and be attentive. Pay attention that you're walking again and again. Be aware that you're walking and try to notice what you can feel. When you do this for some time, maybe you will feel that your body is walking too. Maybe you will feel the ground that you are walking. It may be a wooden floor, or a tiled one, or a carpet. So you can just feel the texture of the ground that you are walking. Also, there may be some temperature differences that you can feel. So just notice them while walking comfortably, walking back and forth. We are just noticing these details that we can observe. Again and again, the sounds will come. Again and again, the thoughts will come. Again and again, your attention will go to the surrounding area. That is fine. Just become aware that your attention is with the sound. Become aware that your attention is with the thought. Become aware that your attention is with the things you see. With that awareness, again and again, we bring our attention to the present moment. We become aware that we are walking. Again and again, we try to observe this walking body. When you do that, you may feel additional sensations. Sometimes the weight shifting from one leg to the other. Sometimes which parts are touching the ground. Maybe heel is touching. Maybe the toes are touching. You will feel these details. calmly observe what you can feel, and again we try to walk back and forth. Don't try to fix your attention too strong. Just let it be. Just observe what you can feel. Just let the body walk naturally, and you just become the observer and notice the details that you can observe. So in this manner, we will try to stay with mindful walking for a few more minutes. Okay, that's our time for mindful walking. Now you can come back and be comfortable with your seating. So this is just to give you an introduction about the practice, and you can spend some time daily doing mindful walking and practicing this. So when you practice more and more, you realize the proper way to do. Okay, with that, we will move to the next part, Namanth.
Thank you, Bhante. The next part would be to go through the advice for beginners in starting up mindfulness practices. So I will share my screen to. Okay, thank you for that, Arusha. So you can see on screen the few steps involved in beginning. Firstly, there is a YouTube video. There are two YouTube videos. One on mindful walking. The second one is on mindful sitting. Once you go through them, you will gain the basic concepts and ideas on how to continue with the session when you are walking, how to be mindful when you are walking, and how to be mindful of what you experience when you are sitting mindfully. Once you have gained some idea through the videos, you can allocate any time between 20 minutes to 40 minutes for one session of mindful walking as the first session. And then the second session should be on mindful sitting. That can be a duration again for a period of 20 to 40 minutes. Once you have done this for about 3 to 4 days, you would have some total of 2 hours on each practice. And then that's the time for you to put down your experience in your own writing so that we can present it to Bhante during the next session. It is important that when you're doing your mindful walking, you describe what you felt, whether you were able to feel the sole of your feet or the movement of your body, or whether you can, or whether you got distracted from thoughts coming into your mind, and how you brought back your attention onto your body or the movements. And you can describe all that. And in mindful sitting session, you can describe what you, how you observed the breath, whether you had any distractions, thoughts coming in and going, and then whether you felt any body vibrations within your body at that time. You can use your own wording on your style of writing to communicate all this and put that nicely into a report. And the way to do that, the way to transmit that writing to us would be through the Google form or the email. I will put all the links into the chat section on Zoom. You can see the Google form, or you can see the email address there. You can use either of them. And this session will be conducted every Saturday for your benefit, for all our benefit. And whatever the reports you send will be read out during the session for Bhante to advise you further. It is the writing of the report is a very essential step in strengthening your own understanding of your own practice and progress. And Bhante's advice will put cement on that, put it stronger, make it stronger for you. So we encourage all of you to keep on writing reports as a continuous way of ensuring you gain and keep momentum doing this. So with that being finished, I would now like to invite for the next presenter to start reading the reflection report we have received for today's session.
Thank you, Namanth. I hope you can hear me. Avasarai Bhante.
Yes, we can hear you, Lishani. Thank you.
Thank you, Namanth. Avasarai Bhante. There is only one report today, one on walking meditation and one on sitting meditation by the same recipient. I will read the report now. Walking meditation. Walk observing placing of right, left foot initially, and then lifting, moving, lowering, placing, and pressing. Noted cold waves passing through the body on and off for around the first half of the session. There were times when pins and needles sensation felt more on right side than the left all over the body. This sensation too passed after a little while. The soles felt warmer at one end of the room compared to the other. When turning, noted that weight was distributed evenly between the feet at times, but at other times more on the right than in left foot and vice versa. The temperature in each foot changed markedly, colder on the top of feet compared to the sole, especially when walking area was changed nearer to an outside door. This was done to avoid an insect who was running around in the original path, and avoiding it became a distraction. Noted mind was able to concentrate on only one action, i.e. lifting of back foot, and not on placing or pressing of the foot in front. Sounds, thoughts, lights, discomforts were not distracting. Mind naturally came back to feet. Observed right hand holding left wrist at the back, but later noted the hands were clasped together. I was not aware of when that change of position took place. Walked 1 hour. Sitting meditation. Meditation object watching breath. The cold in breath in right nostril and then left noted. In and out breaths were short and equal in length. Broke up and disappeared. Then reappeared. Thoughts short came and went. Mind coming back to breath. Very peaceful feeling. A light square and yellow in shape appeared briefly and passed. Continued to watch breath. There was a period in which I cannot say if I fell asleep, but it felt like it. Not aware what happened then. Felt heartbeat and the breath was in time with the beat. I tried to observe it was the in or out breath, and the breath then came like a swing, getting faster and faster and disappeared again. The in and out breath felt outside the nostrils on the upper lip, but went back to feeling like the air was going in and out of nostril as watching continued. Pain in leg noted at end of session, but knew this will also pass, so continue to watch my breath. Meditated for 1 hour. With much gratitude for your guidance, Bhante, and to the organizers. End of report.
Okay, so we have a lot of valuable details about the practice in the report and your observations. So you observe various things, and when you see certain things appearing, you know that they are also disappearing after a while. You just have to be patient and let them be, and they will disappear. So that comment is there in the report. Whatever comes, now you are aware that they too will disappear. So you just let them be, and after a while they disappear. Even your breath, the primary object, the anchor that you were using, disappeared. But mindfulness continues. You can see the breath disappearing, still you can maintain your original mindfulness. Without the object, you can maintain the mindfulness. So that is a very good sign, because initially we are using the breath as the anchor and you are using it to maintain mindfulness. But with time, with practice, you realize a way to continue maintain your mindfulness without an object. So that is a good achievement in your practice. Now you know even the breath will disappear at times. When they disappear, you can just be aware. Just maintain your mindfulness and you will see certain things appearing and disappearing. Again and again, pain is appearing, thoughts are appearing and disappearing. So that is the real nature of this mind. So you just become the observer. Initially, you had your expectations on your breath, but now that is also little by little disappearing. That is also fading away. You just be aware that awareness continues throughout your practice. Even sometimes you feel that you fall asleep and that awareness was not there. But with time, you realize that although initially I felt like falling asleep, when you experience more and more, when you do more and more sitting sessions, you realize still there was awareness. There was awareness, but no object of awareness. Without object, it is not verifiable. So if you have some object, then only you realize, my awareness is there. But that awareness can continue even without objects. And that is not verifiable at that moment. But after a while, maybe after waking up, you realize that time passed, maybe 5 minutes passed, and I was aware, but I couldn't verify at that time. Only after waking up, I can verify that I was in that state. Maybe for 5-10 minutes, I was in that state. Some people, they feel like for 30 minutes, they feel like they are in that state. So you sit for your sitting and you wake up and open your eyes to see that 40 minutes has passed. So that is the way of practice. When you experience more and more this state, you are currently calling felt like asleep, but when you experience it more and more, you realize that maybe it wasn't sleeping. I had awareness, but I couldn't verify at that time. Only after waking up, I can verify that I was aware. So initially you will feel it is asleep, but with time you realize that it's not sleep. So experience it more and more. You just have to do your sitting and walking as the usual way. There's nothing special you can do. Just do your sitting and walking and facilitate this experience. And with the experience, you realize that you can maintain your awareness. The things, the objects of awareness will appear and disappear, but still your awareness continues. So that is the advice I want to give for this person.
Thank you, Bhante. So next we have the Q&A. So if there is anyone who would like to ask questions, you can raise your Zoom hand and then unmute yourself and you can ask your questions. I think this is a great opportunity to ask Bhante any questions you have had during your practice or anything else that's come into your mind today. Is there anyone who would like to ask any questions? You can raise your Zoom hand. I'll give it a few more seconds if you want to think of a question. Yes, Sue. Sue has a question. So, Sue, I'll hand it over to you to ask your question. If you can unmute yourself, Sue.
Thank you so much for taking my question, Bhante. Just like the previous report, I've also kind of felt that I'm asleep, and I don't know the duration, but I have kind of come to with like a lightning feeling going down my spine, and that kind of shocked me sometimes. And I would stop immediately the practice. So I want to know what I should do. Thank you so much.
Okay, so what we suggest is that various things may appear, but you can continue your practice. Sometimes a bit uncomfortable, these sensations, but still if you continue, then you realize that it is also passing away, disappearing. So that nature is there. Only if you wait patiently and just become the observer, things will pass away. Otherwise, if you think they are disturbing you, they are troubling you, then you give up, then they will appear again and again. But if you wait patiently, they will disappear after a while. So even the earlier report that person is saying, initially the sounds and thoughts, they were too disturbing. They were distractions for the practice, but now sounds and thoughts are not distracting. We can continue our practice with them and they just come and go. and the walking path, they had some trouble walking, so that was a disturbance. So she felt that, maybe she or he felt that occasion, it was a disturbance, it was distracting. But with time, you realize even some creatures are there, you just avoid them, you go to a different place, and you can continue your practice. So this is the way we are facing more and more difficulties, and we realize they can't disturb our peace. They can't disturb our happiness. We can be peaceful among these disturbances, among these difficulties. So even one day you realize if there's a problem at home, initially earlier I was, you know, crying for these such things. I was having so much difficulty managing them, but now I can even manage these problems. So that skill we are developing little by little. So initially you will feel that these sensations are disturbing me. It is too difficult. That way you may feel. But when you practice again and again, those things will just come and go. And that idea will disappear. That idea of them disturbing you, them troubling your practice will disappear. So what we suggest is that continue your practice. Maybe next time if you can present a report, including your walking session, walking experience, that is valuable. Walking is also important for a balanced practice. Otherwise, if you just do the sitting, that is not proper. You have to introduce both into your practice. So next time if you can present another report, that way we are making progress.
Thank you, Bhante. And thank you, Sue, for your very valuable question. Next, we have Arusha. Arusha, over to you.
Oh, sorry, Bhante. My question is perhaps somewhat mundane, but I wondered if you had some advice, guidance on tactics one could adopt to establish daily mindfulness practice, walking and sitting, how to change from feeling that it is a chore, something to kind of add to one's routine, to something that one can't do without. Is it simply a matter of willpower and continuing, or are there other things that can be adopted to help with this? Thank you, Bhante.
Okay, so good question. Most people, they can start such practices, but with time they will get distracted with their day-to-day life and they will forget about the practice and eventually give up after a few months. So that's the way most people, they don't continue their practice for a long enough time. And when you give up, you can find much more easier things to do, and life continues, the usual way of life continues. But if you want to develop some kind of a proper peace in your mind, you have to work towards a few months, continue your practice. And initially, I agree, it is hard. It is hard to continue. But when you see benefits, when you see benefits for yourself, then it's becoming a part of your day-to-day schedule, part of your daily routine, because you see the benefits. Now, we maintain our bodies, right? We are so worried about physical health. We want to maintain our hair properly, get it dyed and all these things. Luckily, I don't have that problem. So these things, we spend so much time. Physical hygiene, we are so much attentive. But when it comes to mental hygiene, people don't want to do that. And if it is, luckily, it is not apparent to the outside. Otherwise, imagine walking down a street, the people you see, what type of people you will see, dirty smelling people everywhere. Because mental hygiene is apparent to outside. So can we spend at least 1 hour out of 24 hours, can we spend at least 1 hour for our mental hygiene? physical hygiene, of course, we do exercise, we wash, we cut our hair, nails, all these things we do. How about the mental hygiene? Now more and more people realize that it too is important, and there are so many hashtags related to this topic. Mental health, hashtag mental health matters. So they are saying to the world that it matters, not only your physical health, but your mental health too. So if you see benefits for yourself, then it becomes a day-to-day part of your daily life. It becomes a mandatory part of your daily life. So for that, you have to continue few weeks, few months. If you continue your practice, then you realize the real benefits and it becomes a part of your life. Meditation becomes living instead of a separate practice. So initially you have to have some willpower. Okay, for a few months, I'll continue this 1 hour. And when I see results, I can, of course, without effort, I can go into my practice and I see so much benefits. So initially try to continue for a few months. Some people, they can see within a few weeks, they can see results. Even after one sitting session, you can see results sometimes. Before sitting, I was like this. My mental health was like this. State of mind was like this. After 1 hour of sitting, now I become peaceful, calm, and happy. So that benefit, if you see with time, then definitely you will spend some time for your mental health. So I hope I gave a proper answer for your question.
Thank you, Bhante. With your permission, a brief follow-up question as to whether you would advise or think it's a good thing to include some of those reflections on benefits in one's practice diary so that it's not forgotten. I think that's possibly, I don't do that at the moment, but just hearing you, I was reflecting whether it's a good idea to include the benefits experienced in the practice diary as well as the experience itself.
Yes, so we usually recommend, especially for our children, Satipasal programs, we recommend them to maintain a journal, mindfulness journal. They do all these activities. They write what they learn. They write experience about their practice. And if you write the benefits that you see, okay, after this time, these are the benefits I see out of my practice. And maybe a few months later, you will have different benefits. And when you go through your past records, you realize now, initially I was thinking like this, but now my thinking pattern has also changed. And it hit suddenly. You can't really see it is progressing. But after a while, you see, earlier I was reacting to such things, but now I don't have to react. If I want, I can react. Otherwise, I can stay quiet. So those type of benefits, when you see with time, you will definitely value your practice. So maintain that journal, and it's a good record for you as well. For a few months, for a few years, if you keep that journal, then you realize initially I was like this, now I'm making progress. Even initially, my practice was like this. I was thinking that the sounds are disturbing, thoughts are disturbing, but now I can manage them. So these records, they are valuable for you to see the progress. That's a good suggestion. Good suggestion for the audience as well.
Thank you, Bhante. And thank you, Arosha, for that very useful question. Is there anyone else who would like to ask a question before we move on to the next part of the session? It appears that there isn't anyone. So thank you, Bhante, for your very valuable advice and guidance and encouragement for mindfulness. Avasarai. Now, Mantha, I'll hand over back to you.
Thank you very much, Lushani, for conducting the Q&A session. And thank you for the good questions today. And also thank you very much, Bhante, for your insightful advice to us. It's much appreciated. So the next item in our agenda is the talk by Venerable Bhante. I would like to invite Bhante to conduct the Dhamma talk to benefit us all. Over to you, Bhante.
Okay, so we will spend a few minutes discussing about the practice. And today, I thought of giving you this lesson about the mind jar. We have a video format. I can use that as well to explain this. So maybe some of you are aware about a mind jar. So it is a mind made in a jar, right? So I have one with me and you can see. Now this is a bottle, clear bottle. You have some water and glue inside and you can see some dust, glitter powder, right? So when I shake it, it is becoming cloudy and that transparency is not there. But with time, you can see that it is settling. Little by little, the particles are settling. And that transparency is appearing again and again. So if I shake it again, then again it becomes cloudy. So this is a mind jar, a common item in our Satipatthana sessions. So when it comes to our mind, we too have this same type of a nature in our mind. So this is mind in a jar. So it has particles. Now when we do our sitting or walking practices, or even day-to-day mindfulness practices, we can see various things appearing and disappearing. Even in our earlier reports, we heard information about them. This appeared, that appeared, breath appeared, sounds appeared, thoughts appeared. You heard. So these are the particles in a mind jar. The shiny particles that are here. So these are the various things that are appearing in our mind. So what are the categories? We can categorize them into 6 groups. What are the categories? We can see things with our eyes. The sights are there. In the second category, we can identify as sounds. We can hear certain things. And the sounds we can see appearing in our practice. So that's the second category. Then we can see our bodily sensations. Breath, maybe the texture of the floor, pressure on your back. So these things are bodily sensations, the third category we can say. Then we feel different smells. So once, not all the time, maybe once in a while, you feel various smells. So that's the fourth category. Then of course, when you eat something, when you drink something, you feel taste as well. Fifth category. Then the final category, your mind. Thoughts are there, mental images, urges, feelings. So these things go under the sixth category. So when it comes to our mind, we have 6 different types of particles inside our mind. And we can see they are appearing and they are disappearing. Similar to the behavior of a mind jar. So initially, when you don't practice too much, if you don't know the concept of mindfulness, you think that these particles represent our mind. Let's say there's some thoughts. Then you are saying, I am thinking, I had this idea, I want to do this. I am having so much expectations on this project. So various things you are saying, but these two are just particles inside your mind. And when they appear, they make our mind cloudy. Those particles remove the transparency of our mind. And let's say there may be some emotions. Initially, without the practice, you say that I am sad, I am angry, I am happy. But with practice, you realize this is another particle in my mind. I can see this type of a particle inside me. And according to that particle, similar to how it is reflecting light in different colors, maybe according to six categories, there are six colors. Similar to how it is reflecting light, pain or pleasure is appearing inside my mind. When I get some blissful thoughts, pleasure is appearing inside my mind, similar to the light that is reflected by the particles. When I get some sorrowful thoughts, pain is appearing. I am experiencing pain in my mind. But with practice, when you practice more and more, you realize although these things appear, after a while they will too disappear. So that comment was there in the earlier report, that I know that these two will disappear after a while. Whatever comes, goes. So that is the way of practice. And with time, with experience, with more hours into the practice, you develop this quality to become aware and be patient till they pass away. And by doing that, you practice in a way, you practice letting go. This is the way towards letting go. If you think just let go, let go, let go, that won't happen. Sometimes there are thoughts, there are emotions, we want to let go. So in our mind, we repeat, let go, let go, let go. But can we let go? No, again and again, it is coming. Again and again, it is disturbing you. Again and again, if you feel pain and sorrow inside your mind. So initially, we try to be mindful about our breath. We try to hold on to the breath and try to let go of other things. So the thoughts may come, sounds may come, various sensations appear. Still, we just let them be. And observe our breath. When you do that with the help of your breath, you are practicing letting go. And when you develop into your practice, little by little with time, with practice, you realize even breath is disappearing now. Even breath is vanishing. But still I can maintain my mindfulness. I can maintain this awareness even without that object of attention. I can continue the practice. So when you get certain thoughts, initially you feel like they are disturbing me. They are breaking my mindfulness. When certain incidents happen, initially you feel like for days, I'm struggling. I'm having trouble in my mind. But when you continue doing this training, when you facilitate this training as mindful walking and sitting, then when you facilitate this training as day-to-day mindfulness, then you realize even without me, my intention, certain things I am letting go. Initially, they were troubling me for so long, but now after a few days, I can feel that they are gone. Sometimes you just want to think about them, still you can't maintain that process. Still they will disappear and something else will appear. So with this practice, with time, we truly realize the real potential of our mind, the real nature of our mind. What is that nature? That is the nature of this clear water. The particles that are in the bottom, they just don't represent your mind. It is this reflecting nature. It is this clear nature that is the true nature, true potential of our mind. And of course, the particles will appear, but they are just particles. And we usually ask this question when it comes to the mind jar, what do you have to do in order to settle this? What do you have to do in order to settle these particles? You don't have to do anything. Just let it be and naturally it will settle. Again and again it will become cloudy, but again and again if you just observe, they are settling. Again and again our mind is becoming clearer. You can see the transparent nature appearing again. So that type of a practice we are doing. You don't have to do anything. By not doing anything, you allow it to settle. You think that you have to do certain things. Most of the time, this doing creates trouble in our mind. Thinking too much, trying too hard. So these things are way towards anxiety, depression in your mind. But instead, if you just learn the art of letting go, instead, if you just learn the art of not doing anything, then you realize all these problems, all these situations, they solve themselves. Today, you have a problem. If you don't react, by tomorrow, it is solved. This week, your mind is troubled. But if you don't react, by next week, it is settled again. So this is the very nature of our mind. If it is settling, it will again become cloudy. If it is becoming cloudy, it will again settle after a while. So when you realize that nature of our mind, the nature of these particles that are making our mind cloudy, then you can, of course, develop your patience and just observe them. When you observe them, you realize even without me reacting, these problems, these situations, they solve themselves. That doesn't mean that you are not reacting at all. There may be occasions that you have to react. There may be situations that you have to react, but they come very rarely. Of course, not as per the amount that you think that you have to react. Maybe 5-10% of the time, you may have to react. The rest of the 90%, they solve themselves. So we say, be like water. Take the shape of the cup. It is not fighting against that shape. Instead, it is just adjusting itself to according to the shape. And when you release water, it usually goes to unpopular places, lower places, and gather. So low key. That is another property of water. So be like water. You don't have to establish your idea always. Maybe sometimes you can just keep quiet You don't have to fight everybody's foolishness all the time. Instead, let them fools. Let them be fools and you just be, keep quiet. If you learn that art, then there may be occasions that you are reacting, but you, with awareness, you react. When the time is right, you react. So it is said, although the water is taking the shape of the cup, although it is low-key, when the time is right, it is one of the most destructive forces on the face of earth. When the time is right, you have seen tsunamis, you have seen floods. When the time is right, water is destructive. So that type of a way we have to create ourselves. We are not reacting to everything. We are not wasting our energy. But when the time is right, of course, with awareness, we can react, we can act, but not all the time. If you act all the time, then you are wasting energy. You are creating confusion in your mind. So by seeing these particles as particles, you can develop this quality. If you take them as your mind, then of course this quality is not there. If you take these particles as your mind and say, I am angry, say, I am thinking, say, I want to do this, then it is difficult. But if you just know this is another particle, if I want, I can react. If I want, I can let it go. So try practicing both ways. Sometimes you can let go, sometimes you can react and see that I have this skill. Whether my mind is understanding these things are just particles. And particles doesn't represent your true nature. Instead, your true nature is this clear water, this transparent quality. That quality we are accepting with practice. When you practice more and more, it will automatically come. Automatically, your mind will start to let go more and more. You will develop this skill to react in a proper way when the situations come. So that type of a way, that type of a practice we are talking. And some people think that this is only for monks or full-time practitioners. Some people think this is not for lay community. But truly, if you want to live a peaceful life, if you want to have some kind of a peace and happiness in your mind, this is way towards that. When you spend your day-to-day life, maybe at work, maybe different family situations, they are so demanding sometimes. These situations are demanding. So if you don't have that clarity in your mind, if it is clouded all the time, like the mind jar, then how can you react to them properly? How can you face those situations properly? So that clarity in your mind you should have. You should develop this skill to respond, react properly, even with a clouded mind. You know these things are there. You know this is the situation. You are aware. With that awareness, you respond to that situation. You react to that situation. If you don't know what is the situation, if you are not aware who is the person the receiving party. If you are not aware about the environment, then how can you react properly? There's no clarity in your mind. There's no awareness in your mind. And you create a huge mess out of it. But with practice, when you identify these particles, when you develop this quality of awareness in your mind more and more, when you strengthen that faculty more and more, you realize even when it is clouded, I have this clarity. I know these are these just particles. These are just thoughts. Instead of holding on to those thoughts, you are letting go. You are aware and you are letting go. And when you let go only, you can properly react to situations. When you let go only, you have that clarity in your mind. If you are holding on to something, then you don't see the big picture. You only see that particle. You feel like I am this particle. But if you see the big picture, then you see various things are there. And I have that awareness. I have that clarity in my mind and I can react accordingly. So I invite all of you to spend some time, start with formal practice. Formal practice is important because it is like developing a muscle and it takes time and effort. So maybe if you can spend 1 hour daily to do mindful walking and sitting, and if you continue for a few months, then maybe one or two occasions you can try being mindful doing other activities like brushing, eating something, drinking something. So that way, little by little, if you develop this practice, if you develop this faculty of awareness in your mind, and you are developing this proper quality. Instead of becoming particles, you see the big picture, you see the proper nature of your mind. That proper nature is always clarity and this transparent quality. That is the true nature of this of the mind. And these particles, whatever that appears, they go away. So spend time, some time, try to introduce this practice into your life. And if you can share your experience with the group, then everybody can learn from that. So continue this practice and we will meet another week and we will have another discussion. Over to you now, Mantha.
Thank you very much, Bhante. With regard to this talk, Bhante brought the example of particles and the thoughts and to separate the mind away from the particles. It's a very interesting and insightful way of looking at the mind, especially when it is troubled with thoughts and all that. So the next item on our agenda would be to solve this session. So looking back over the last 1 hour or so, we engaged in mindful walking at the very beginning of the session. Then we presented Bhante with the report we had received for today and listened to Bhante's advice, and also there were two verbal questions. And we listened to that advice from Bhante again and gathered some useful knowledge to put into our practice. With this knowledge, what will benefit us most would be using it for application practice in mindful session on walking, mindful walking, mindful sitting, and also application of mindfulness during general daily activities. So first of all, I would like to thank, with permission to speak Bhante's name, Venerable Bhante, Om Agama Dhamma Kusala Thero, for representing Nisarvane Forest Monastery and spending Bhante's valuable time to this session. and helping us this way. Much appreciated. And then I would also like to thank the organizers for initiating, working hard to initiate this program, and also for their continued help and support and effort in continuing the program like this. And also, I would like to especially thank all the participants who have committed their time and effort and energy to participate in this session to learn the concepts of mindfulness and on how to apply it. So with that, I would like to call it an end for the this session, 10th session. And I would like to raise the floor for any questions about the program or any comments or feedback or any you might have, so that you can share it with us to keep on improving and aligning the program with your needs. Any general comments on how to conduct the program or sessions, you can voice your thoughts. I will give you 1 minute to raise the Zoom hand and speak up if you have any comments or questions or statements. Okay, I think there's no one raising the hand to make any comments. So I will have two brief announcements I would like to make now. I would share the screen to show the Nisarmavane Forest Monastery. Yes, you can see on screen Nisarmavane Forest Monastery website, which is www.nisarmavane.org. You can go onto the website and look at all the resources there to familiarize yourself with what the Forest Monastery is offering to help you on your path, and as a general way of getting to know what's happening there. And then secondly, I would like to showcase Satipasala organization, which is by now a very established and renowned organization helping out children from all ages and also adults in engaging in mindfulness practices, utilizing well-organized structure of education on this very valued, insightful theme of mindfulness. You can go to the website in www.satipasala.org and get yourself familiarized with all this. So it's a general way of getting more information on what's happening at Nisarmavane, which is the source of all this insight and education for us. With that, this session is coming to an end, and I would like to thank each and every one of you for participating and for your effort, and also thank Bhante again for his valuable insight, effort, and guidance, which we will be fortunate to put into practice, develop more capability in this path. I wish all of you will have a pleasant week ahead, where you can practice mindful activities or activities in a more mindful manner than before, and keep on developing and keep on reporting to us. We value your reports and questions. So during next sessions, we would appreciate reports and questions in this manner moving forward for us all to develop greatly on this path. So with that, in about 1 minute's time, I will end this session for this week, and hope to see you again, all of you, in the next week on Saturday, same as this. Thank you so much.